If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave him there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul it's almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save, he can heal. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave him there. Just take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave him there. But if you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
If you brought your Bible, the 7th chapter of the book of Job is where we'll start. 7th chapter of the book of Job. If you don't know about Job, the first chapter tells us about him, says he was perfect and upright, one that feareth God and eschewed evil. I can't even live up to that part right there, but let's just read on a minute. There was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had 10 children. That's a big family. His substance was several thousand sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. Huh. When we think about Job, we don't think about all that, do we? We think about how God allowed the devil to do a bunch of things to him. How that he suffered boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. how he suffered, but yet how he was always true to God. And so he didn't start out with several thousand sheep. Somewhere along Job's life, he got his first sheep, two sheep, three sheep, however you want to call it. Got up to the point where it was 100 sheep, 200. It even got to the point where God said, I want it wrote down in this book, he had several thousand. Then it started listing all those camels and other things as it was listed. He didn't start out with all those. Somehow or another, God blessed him. I don't know. I don't know how God can take one man and bless him as so much with so much stuff. But I wonder if that's where his blessings were. If you'll remember, he had 10 children. Was that his blessings? Was his blessings his camels and all that other stuff? Was it a combination of all those things? Because if you'll remember, God, he actually prayed and prayed to God and said, God, if one of my children has done wrong, I want to acknowledge what they might have done. That meant he brought his children in front of God. I wonder if that's the reason God liked him. I wonder if because of all of those things about Job, I wonder if that's the reason, well, just because he was a very smart man, God put him where he was. If that was true, I know most of y'all, we wouldn't be very high up, would we? Because I'm not very smart. But I'm just smart enough to believe God. I don't have to be very educated, just educated enough to believe God. Don't have to read, don't have to write, and I can still get saved. Didn't know any Bible verses whenever I got saved. Didn't know how to pray. I didn't know none of that stuff. I could go through the motion. A friend of mine, when it come time for God to convict my heart, he didn't say, how much Bible do you know before you get saved? I didn't go through an interview process to get saved. God just spoke to my heart. I didn't go to the Baptist church and say, would you have me? God's the one that had me before the Baptist ever got a hold of me. Job loved God. But this is not the message this morning. It's not about Job. The seventh chapter begins with something that's very kind of hard to grab. But if you'll understand what Job had, he had a little bit of wisdom with all those camels and sheep and all those things. He had a very great household. That means he had servants. Very great meant he had a lot. It takes a lot of folks to take care of all those animals, to take care of all, have 10 children. Friend, well, I imagine their supper table is a little bit more than mine and Charlene's is, all right? We fight over one hamburger and I get 3/4 of it and Charlene only gets a quarter. You believe that, don't you? Seventh chapter reads this way. Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of a hireling? And as a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as an hireling looketh for the reward of his work. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the privilege of the songs today. Thank you for the privilege of a concerned heart. And I pray, God, you speak to hearts and life today. Thank you for this word in Jesus' name. Amen. We're hearing of Job saying, is there an appointed time with man upon this earth? I believe that. I believe what the Bible says, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Job also says, Are not his days also like the days of a hireling? We don't know what a hireling is, but Job did. Hireling is somebody that you hire to do work for you. That hireling is given responsibilities. And if he does his job, does it well, you'll find that he's rewarded. But verses 2 of that, Job understands the part of life. And Job understands the days of a hireling. As a boss, he knew how long it was that he might have somebody hired out. In other words, if I hire you for a week, I know how long you're going to work for me. If I hire you out, here's the job responsibilities I want you to do. In other words, they kind of have an agreement with the boss and the servant. But he also understands. Look what he also understands. He also understands it from a servant or a hireling's perspective. He not only put himself in the boss's shoes, he put himself in as the servant. And he says, as the servant earnestly desires the shadow. What that means is, at the close of the day, how the shadow begins to form on that day. When it starts beginning, when that sun's up and hot, there in the middle of the day, friend, it's hot, all right? And friend, when it's up there in that middle of that sky, you know there's plenty of work to be done. But about that time of that going down of that sun in that evening, here's what he says. As a servantly earnest desires the shadow, and as, same thing, as a hireling looks for the reward of his work. Looks for the reward of his work. What does that mean? Friend, whenever you're a hireling, you're after one thing. You're doing one thing. You're working for the man that has hired you out, and you're doing a job, and you're doing that job, you hope to please the master, to please the boss, and when you do that, you expect money in return or a reward. Now, I don't know much about what Job did. I don't know much about how many servants he had to have, but he couldn't stand and watch over every one of them. He couldn't say, well, I'm going to make sure you do your job and I'm going to stand over you to make sure you do. Friend, he wouldn't have had several thousand sheep if that's possible, because, friend, he's got too many responsibilities. And with that, he let the servants have freedom to do. Give them the main job, but here's the freedom to do. That freedom is kind of like what God has given me and you today. See, I've been saved a while now. And being saved a while, God gives me a choice just like he gives you a choice. Now, my choice is just not coming to church. That is a great thing, to be able to come to church. Be able to sit in the pews that you're sitting in. That's a great thing. But friend, that's not the job that God has wanting me to do, is to come sit in the pews. It's not the job God has for you to come and sit in the pew. You say, well, I've done my service. In our present modern world, a lot of folks think I'm doing the church a privilege if I show up. Or better yet, I'm doing the church a privilege if I give money in the offering plate, because that church couldn't prosper without me. Friend, the Lord got along without you before you ever came along, and God will get along without you after you're dead and gone. Don't think you're that important. Don't think the preacher of this church is that important that he can't be replaced. God can replace me by next Sunday. And I don't worry about that. I don't fret over that, because my job is just to follow the leadership of God. That's my whole job. And your job is to follow the leadership of God. Job was smart enough to see it. Job was saying, look here, I got 10 children. I got thousands of this. I got thousands of that. I got great household. Everything is going well. But Job took the time, as he always did, to pray. He had leadership roles, but the servants had a great responsibility. I wouldn't have the president's job if you give me $100 million cash in a truck and drove it to my house and park it and leave me the keys. I wouldn't have that job. I wouldn't have folks fussing at me if I do right and folks fussing at me if I do wrong. I wouldn't have that man's job. I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't have it just for the one day, because God didn't want me to be president. I wouldn't have the undertaker's job. And I could go through a list of jobs that I wouldn't have in this. I wouldn't be an undertaker for nothing in the world. My heart wouldn't stand it. I couldn't stand crying every day of the week because broken heart of seeing folks that passed on. But God has made us all to be what God wants us to be. It's whether or not we choose to follow that leadership. I want you to listen as I read a scripture. Remember, there was this hireling, this servant. Listen, one day in the book of Matthew chapter 20, one day the Lord says the kingdom of heaven is like a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers in his vineyard. So he goes out to find hirelings, laborers. When he agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into the vineyards. He went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, go also into the vineyard. And whatsoever's right, I'll give you. They went their way. Well, that rascal went out a little bit later on. Again, he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and he did likewise. And at the 11th hour, the day is almost gone. 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. Said to them, why stand you here all the day idle? They said to him, because no man hired us. He said to them, go into the vineyard, and whatsoever's right, you receive. So when even was come, remember when that shadow, when that hireling is looking for his wages? When even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his stewards, listen to what he says. He says to the steward, or to the man kind of almost in charge, to the foreman, he says, call the laborers. Call the laborers and give them their hire. You know what the master saw? He didn't see the earlier workers, the midday workers, the three-quarter, the 11th hour workers. He said, call the laborers. Friend, I don't know about you, but if you're saved one day, 1 year, my case over 50 years, your case of however many years it is, God doesn't look at you because of how long that you've been saved and therefore blesses you because of that. Job did not get blessed because he was an old man. We don't know. I don't recall ever knowing the age of Job. And if age was an important thing, friend, I want to tell you something. There'd been a lot of folks that got blessed far more than we did, because some folks in the Bible lived 900 years old. We're only blessed with less than 100, most of us. Less than 70, some of us. You see, sometimes we might look at age and say it's a year, and that's how you're blessed of God. God doesn't bless us by how long and how many years we serve Him. God blesses us for how we serve Him. How? What we do. Because remember, in a vineyard, them rascals went out there, they picked a... Only thing I know about vineyards is grapes. Go out there and pick up grapes and put them in a basket and take them somewheres and do something with them. I'd be a real good grape picker. I wouldn't really know what to do. I'd be eating more of my product than they'd. I wouldn't. They'd fire me. You know, whenever you work for Coke on a bottling line, you didn't get caught drinking samples as they went through the line because they were cold coming out. It'd be very good. But if you don't work on that 3-liter line, them big old bottles, and try sampling them, you'll float. You can't do it. So I would be no count working in the vineyard because I like grapes. But that ain't why he hired folks. He didn't hire folks because they liked to work. He didn't hire folks because they liked to grumble and gripe, because he had some folks that worked all day long said, wait a minute, why did they get paid the same as I got paid and I bore the heat of the day and they didn't? Does God look at us and say, because I'm saved a long time, I'm blessed more? A hireling has a job. A hireling has a responsibility. And most hirelings get complacent with their job and just don't do it. I'm a very good cotton picker. I told you this story before, but I was such a good cotton picker in my early days. I could make a fortune picking cotton. You folks don't know about picking cotton. That's where you take it out of the bowl and put it in a sack. I was very good at that. Because I even added the bowl, because it was easier getting the bowl along with the cotton and put it in a sack. I was very good at that. That ain't the way you're supposed to do it. In fact, you get in trouble if you do that. In fact, good cotton pickers could pick four, five, six rows at a time. I did good get one, but I was a good cotton picker. You know why I was a good cotton picker? Because I didn't want to pick cotton. And I'd hurry through that one row, because when I was a young boy, I didn't have to put food on the table. I didn't have no other responsibility. All I was told to pick that one row, and as quick as I could get through, we'd go play. I'd starve to death if I was a cotton picker. God didn't hire me as a hireling to pick cotton because he knew I'd starve to death. I was very bad at it. This verse is saying folks were beginning to complain. How come God doesn't get frustrated with you and say, why don't you do a better job than you're doing today? You know what we have? We have the Holy Spirit of God, when you're born again, living within you. And the more that you do in the center of God's will, the more God blesses you. He may not give you more cotton. He may not give you more grapes, but when God begins to bless you, in fact, you'll receive greater wages for less work done. How do you know that? Them folks come at 11th hour, got paid the same amount as that done it. They did at the early part of the day. Is that smart? It has nothing to do with smart. It has everything to do with following the will of God. Remember, the master told him, whatsoever is right, that's what I'll pay you. I want to go to another passage. I want you to listen very carefully to this one. This is one that kind of gets me. Here's what it says. Jesus was talking one day, and he was letting folks know, and you know these scriptures. He said, I'm the good shepherd. I'm reading out of John. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. We like that part. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, who own the sheep or not, the hireling don't own them sheep. He just works for the man. Seeth a wolf coming. And when he sees that wolf coming, he leaveth the sheep and he runs. He don't try to protect them. He don't try to help them. In fact, when he sees that wolf come, that hireling runs the opposite way. Listen. And the wolf catches them and scattereth them. The hireling fleeth because he's a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Listen to this verse. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and have known of mine. Why did the Lord put that in there? Why did the Lord put that when that hireling sees the wolf coming, he runs? You know, I've never been out in the field and seen a wolf coming at me, because I don't know how quick I can run anymore. I really don't. Now, if I got a gun, we're in good shape. If I got more than one shot, because I might be so scared on the first and I just missed it all totally, okay? But the reality is, if I see a wolf coming, they're not my sheep. You know what I'm doing? I'm running. Don't sit there and tell me, oh, well, I'll stick up for them sheep. Friend, it was already set in motion that a lot of times it's easier for us to run than it is to fight. It's easier for us when the devil begins to run at us and attack us and attack the church. It's easy for us to run down. It's easy today to quit church. You know how it's done? It's done all every Sunday. People will find reasons not to go to church. People will find reasons not to serve God. But friend of mine, you let something happen in their life, you let some kind of tragedy happen, boy, they'll run quickly to the church. I want you to know God's the same God 52 weeks out of the year. And if you want to serve Him, you serve Him 52 weeks out of the year, not just one. Listen, we see the work of a hireling. We know it's easy. In fact, there is only one shepherd. But God has given me and you a responsibility. Oh, sure. There was only one Job in the Bible. And that one Job happened to say some things like this: blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, how in the world can a man lose everything he's got? The only thing he had left was his wife. Everything else was gone. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. How is that possible? When you start seeing other than what you want in life and see what God wants out of your life. What does God want to prove with your life? I can go to heaven and I can give my credentials. My credentials will say, well, I worked 45 years for Coca-Cola. I hope that ain't the qualifications. Because, friend, that ain't good enough. Oh, well, I even got one better than that. I pastored Pilgrim Baptist Church. And y'all know, God knows about Pilgrim Baptist Church in heaven. If you don't, He ought to. But anyhow, out of all the big churches in this country, how many folks other than us know where Pilgrim Baptist Church is? Nobody. I'm sure glad not. God does. But anyhow, that's a different subject, different day. But you know what God doesn't look at? God doesn't look at what I've done, what I've accomplished. He don't look at how many years I've worked a public job. He don't look at how many years I've pastored church. And He don't let me into heaven for those reasons. Because there'll be many times as a hireling, I wouldn't do right. As a hireling, I mess up all the time. God says, I'm the good shepherd. When it comes time to protect them sheep, I don't depend on a hireling. No, that's my job. That's my job. Man, we are being faced with all kinds of sickness from different ones of our church. And I just say, God, you got to help, because this whole boy can't help. You can tell me your ailments, but I don't know how to fix them. I can't even fix my own. But I know a God who can. He's that good shepherd. When I got troubles, He's that good shepherd.
whenever I feel like I'm all alone. He's that good shepherd. He is the one that I go to. He's the one that I tell my troubles to. He's the one that leads me and guides me. Friend of mine, what made Job great was not that he had a lot. He just had a God. And you know what? You can have a God too. He's not the God of the heathen. He's not the God of those that the devil, because that devil would like to lead you. No, sir. Friend of mine, Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. He made it possible that I might have life. Am I a hireling? I do a pitiful job. But maybe occasionally, I might feed the sheep just right. Feed them goats just right. Put a little water in a water trough. Do a little something. But then when it comes time for the true test of life, I'm glad God says, just back off. That's my job. I am the good shepherd. If you're here today, friend, and you've ever been saved, don't look at me and say, boy, I wouldn't be like that preacher. Thank goodness you don't have to be. I'm glad God saves you as an individual, as one person, as a sinner, because that's all I am, is a sinner saved by God's grace. And the only way I get to go to heaven, it's not because of me, it's because of Jesus Christ that I get to go. And there'll never, ever be nothing good in me. It'll always be through Jesus Christ. Let's have a song of invitation, Brother Greg. I don't know much, but I do know this. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, what I do for God, God's going to give me wages for. Now you say wages? It ain't going to be material money. No, sir, I don't need none of that. The material things that I need, not down here. Friend, on the other side, when God will grant me a home in heaven, that's for payment for it all right there. I don't care nothing about none of that other stuff, but I'm glad to know that God's got a home prepared for me as He got one prepared for you. Let's stand there and sing a verse of the song. God's speaking to you. You come today.